What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host, and of course, this is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. And today, I want to talk about something very personal to me, and it's not an emotional thing. It's a skin condition. I have had psoriasis since I was 18. I'm now 30. I just turned 30 not too long ago in September, and I've been dealing with psoriasis for about 12 years. And when I first got psoriasis, I didn't know what it was. I had this big red rash on my legs. It was on my elbows. And I went and saw my doctor, and my doctor recommended that I go see this dermatologist. And I was talking to the dermatologist, and she said that it looked like psoriasis. And it's similar to eczema, wherein you have a red patch on your skin, and then it's got white flaky skin on top of it. And it's a little uncomfortable. It wasn't terrible, but it was getting worse. And at one point in time, it covered almost my entire calf on my right leg. It didn't ever get like super out of control. However, it's pretty uncomfortable. And psoriasis, it's not super annoying. However, it does itch a little bit, and it feels really good to itch it. However, after a while, it starts to hurt, but you still want to itch it. And then there is this weird pain slash pleasure that you're getting from itching it so much, and you just can't stop yourself. Now, dealing with psoriasis, I wanted to find ways to deal with it naturally, because when I left the dermatologist's office, I knew I had psoriasis, and she gave me a prescription for some steroid creams, a topical cream that I just rubbed on my skin, and it worked really well. It cleared up my psoriasis right away, and I was pretty good for a while, but then it came back. And by the time that it came back, I still had my steroid cream and I used it for a while. And so the psoriasis would come back off and on. And what I noticed is that it would come back more in the wintertime. Now, I live in Colorado Springs, and Colorado is pretty dry in the winter. And that's what I realized. Oh, there's a connection here between the dryness and the psoriasis. It would go away in the summer. I went back to the dermatologist, and when I was going back, I was talking to one of the nurses. And one of the nurses had a kid with psoriasis, and she said that sunlight really helped. And I said, well, it's cold. I don't want to sit in the sun. And she said, well, don't sit in the sun. Go to a tanning booth. Well, all right. I got a membership at a tanning salon, and I was going tanning once a week, and I'd only spend like 5 to 6 minutes in the bed. Any longer than that, and I would burn. And that really helped. My psoriasis cleared up again. And I was pretty excited about it, because now I had found a new way to deal with it that didn't involve just some type of chemical cream that I rubbed on my body. I liked it because it was this natural way to deal with it. But the tanning salon, it got hard to go to. I was going tanning once a week, finding time to go, and it's kind of expensive. It got to the point where you couldn't purchase just one session anymore. You had to buy a membership, and the membership was like $50 a month, and I was only going for a couple of minutes. It broke down to like $10 a minute. It wasn't enough for me to do. I wanted to find a new remedy, something more naturopathic, I guess. Tanning was natural, but I wanted to find something easier, I guess, and less time-consuming and cheaper. And going through the World Wide Web, and then I also talked to a naturopathic doctor, and I got some suggestions, and I started trying these out. And the first one was to put a humidifier in my room. And I did that, and it works pretty well. Well, let me just tell you right now that my psoriasis, it's the best it's ever been. I barely have any spots at all. Now, I believe that might be a couple of different things, because right now I've got about 4 different things that I am using that have been told to me that can help psoriasis. So first of all, I am using the humidifier. So every night when I go to bed, I turn on my humidifier, and I don't know if it's a humidifier or a vaporizer. One of them is cold air, one of them's hot air. I believe that mine is actually a vaporizer because it has cold air. All right, I've got a vaporizer in my bedroom that I turn on every night, and what it does is it helps keep me moist. It helps with, because that's a big part of psoriasis, is the dryness, right? And then I also have a couple of supplements that I take. I take fenugreek seed. It's a plant extract that's been proven to help with, or I don't know about proven, but it's been shown to help with psoriasis, and it seems to be helping. And it's also been, they use it in more Eastern medicine for help with men in the bedroom area, you know what I'm saying? That's helping as well. And then I'm also using something called soy lecithin. It's just a concentrated extract of soybeans. And I've been using that. And soy lecithin has been shown to help with autoimmune type diseases. Now, psoriasis, what it is, it's your body producing skin at a rapid rate. What is happening, it's like my body, this is how it was described to me by my dermatologist, that my body almost thinks that it has a scab or a scar and it needs to produce more skin to scab over. But I haven't been cut or burned or hurt in any type of way, and my body it's gone haywire. It's confused, and it's trying to produce more skin than it needs to, and that's what the psoriasis is. And just to recap here, I've been trying these natural remedies. Now, I'm not recommending that anybody try these. I'm just telling you what has worked for me, and I recommend that if you do have psoriasis, you go talk to your doctor and talk to a dermatologist and see what's right for you. However, I've been using these for the past month, and my psoriasis is the best it's ever been. So again, that's fenugreek seed extract. You can get that at any grocery store. They have like a, supplement section now at the grocery store, and fenugreek seed it's there. If not, you can go to a vitamin cottage or a vitamin shop. They should have that. Also, a humidifier you can get at any Walgreens, and then also soy lecithin, and that has been helping quite a bit as well. Now, I should also mention that I've been taking other supplements, however, not in the way of thinking that they would help my psoriasis. However, just for curiosity's sake, now that I'm thinking about it, these supplements might be helping the psoriasis as well. I'm also taking creatine monohydrate, and I'm taking that to help with ATP production because I work out a lot. And I'm also taking fish oil, omega-3 fatty acids. All right, and I take about 5 grams of creatine a day, and I take about 1.5 grams of fish oil a day, and that varies from time to time. And then I'm also taking a multivitamin, and with all of that combined, I have seen a change in the psoriasis. Now, I don't know which one is helping, and it might be stress-related. Who knows? But I'm just trying to share a little bit of my information, and hopefully it can help point you in the right direction, and now you can have a conversation with your doctor and see what's right for you if you do have psoriasis. Either way, it's kind of crazy what our body does and how that when we start taking care of it and putting more natural foods into ourselves. And I've also stopped eating processed foods, and that could be helping too. There's a lot of different things that come into play here, and it's pretty interesting to see how you feel when you really treat your body like you should. And with that, okay, yeah, my psoriasis is cleared up, but I've also seen these huge gains in the gym. I have bumped up my weights quite a bit, and I just feel good. I feel better. And all of these things combined, I think, is what's really helping. And there you have it. That is the episode for today. I'm all out of time here. If you want to find more episodes just like this one, you can go to iTunes and download those there. You can also hit me up on facebook.com/under10fitness or on Twitter at under10fitness. So if you see the theme here, it's under10fitness. Again, my name is Drew Smith, and I'll catch you later. Until then, remember, stay motivated.